Good morning. Today is August the 31st, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
Beloved, this morning, if you will, open with me in your Bibles to the book of Malachi, chapter 3. We'd like to share a few verses with you, beginning in verse number 16. The word reads, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteemed his name." Verse 17, "They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him." And verse 18, "So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning as the prophet Malachi writes, he speaks in verse number 16 about the Lord speaking to one another and giving attention to the one who fears the Lord God. You know, every day in our life we should respect and we should reverently fear the name of the Lord God in our life. You know, so many times when the word God is mentioned, the first thing that many people, even Christians, believe or think is the first thought in their mind is that of church. But beloved, I want you to know today that church is only a portion of our worship and our praise to God. For as the prophet writes in verse number 16, "A book of remembrance they keep the names of those who fear and who reverent the Lord God." He says he gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteemed his name. You know, verse number 17, he writes, "They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession," speaking of the return of the Lord, his second coming, "and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him." Speaking of the fact that we have been redeemed, beloved, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. What a powerful word, a powerful truth today God gives us in this prophet Malachi's writings. He says, "They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts." Beloved, I want you to know today it's worthy of rejoicing today, knowing that the Lord God shows possession of us as his people. He speaks here, "They will be mine," the possession of the Lord God today, us as believers, us as Christians, us as followers of Jesus Christ. You know, many times in this ministry, I'm asked by different ones, "What are your beliefs, Billy? What do you believe? How do you believe the Bible?" Well, it's quick to give an answer back. Many times I let them know I believe all the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22. I believe it's all the inerrant, inspired Word of a living and a righteous God that today has redeemed me, that today has sent his only begotten Son to save my soul through the shed blood of his precious Son, Jesus, that hung on a cross on behalf of your sins, beloved, today and mine. The prophet Malachi writes finally in verse 18, "So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked." The differences, beloved, the Lord speaks of today in his writing is the difference between those that have been saved, those that have been forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus, and those as well that have rejected the gospel message, those that maybe have heard the word of God spoke and preached many times in their own churches. They may have seen it on television. They may have heard it on radio. They may have heard a CD or a cassette tape. They may have heard it somehow through the internet. But either way, when the word of God has been brought and given and preached, the word of God says that we are liable, we are responsible for what we have heard in the hearing. For each and every one of us today, beloved, have heard the truth and the gospel message of Jesus Christ in this blessed United States of America. You see, it says here in the latter part of verse number 18, it says, "Between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him." Serving God today is what God desires, beloved, of you and me today as believers, and of us today as Christians, beloved. May we draw close to God. May we seek God this Monday. May we just have hold of the love and the grace and the peace that God has for us today in this book of remembrance as he keeps record of who serves him and as well those that may reject him today and cast away the gospel message that's been given. Beloved, I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just drop close to the Lord God for a few moments of prayer. Let's just seek the Lord Jesus to help us have interpretation and have an insight into the scripture in this devotion. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name, And Father, we're so thankful today, God, for the privilege that you have blessed us with this morning to come before you, God, in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the writings of the prophet Malachi, God, as you spoke through him. Lord, we thank you for the understanding, God, that this book of remembrance, God, that our names have been written down, God, as those have been redeemed through the shed blood of your precious Son, Jesus. Father, we're so thankful, Father, today for you redeeming us. We're thankful, Father, today that you have forgiven us and set us free and cleansed us from our sins, Father. Lord, we would just ask today that we would each, as Christians, be faithful to share the gospel message and to be fruitful, God, in bearing the cross, Father, in our life this very day. Father, we do thank you for those today that listen to this broadcast, those that listen to this message each and every day, Lord. May you put your hands around them, Father. May they just feel your peace and your truth in every aspect of their Christian life and walk. Father, I would pray for those today as well that are sick and those that are shut in. Father, we'd ask you today as well to bless those that are walking on that very edge of life, God, today. We'd ask you to bless them and bless their caregivers, God. Lord, may they have made preparation in their hearts before this day, Father, to know that everything is good between you and them, Father, that they may know, God, that they can have peace that passes all understanding right now in their hearts, and as well, God, when that moment comes that you call them or you call us home. Father, would ask you today to just bless the needs, the financial needs, God, of those we've written and we've heard from this week. Those spiritual needs, God, as well, that we hear every day, Father, through this ministry. God, may you just minister to the hearts and the spirits of your people, God, today. May you just allow this ministry, God, and all the ministries that are serving you and speaking and teaching the truth of God's Word. God, may we be faithful each day to do what you've called and asked us to do. God, just continue to keep your hands upon each one of us today. And Father, throughout this day, may we just take the time and take the opportunity, God, that you have blessed us with and give you praise and glory and honor and all the things, God, that you so righteously deserves today. For Father, you are our Lord. Father, you are our Savior today through your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and his shed blood. And God, we just offer praise today, Father, from our heart. God, may you be lifted. Father, may you be glorified. May you and your Son and the Holy Ghost be honored, God, through it all. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is lifted up, high and above all names. Today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.